Thank you for coming at the crack of dawn on a rainy, drizzly day. Feel free to use the chair next to you as a clothesline and kind of dry your stuff out. I'm okay with that. My name is Kathy Ash, and I am the librarian and library media teacher at Maynard High School in Maynard, Texas. How many here know where that is? A few. For the rest of you, we are the poor stepchild 10 minutes northeast of right here. So it is a rural poor community on the northeast tip of Austin. So our student base is, of course, all over the map, which we love, but it consists of 82% that get free and reduced lunch. How many educators are in the ed industry do I have? So you know what I'm talking about when I say free and reduced lunch, yes? For the folks who are not in the education industry, I'm going to try to remember to explain any buzzwords I throw out there, kind of keep you up to speed. But basically, 82% of our students are below poverty level. I know of a couple who live without electricity. The likelihood that they're going home to do homework on a computer or internet of any type is nil. So there's the population base. And here are four, one, two, three, and Steph, give a wave, four of the students at the school. So with that, I'm just going to begin. I want to introduce you to the folks who are here. You can go ahead and join us, Stephanie. Everyone got a small piece of paper? Okay. I have two free cups of coffee to give away by the end of this. The timing is perfect. And I am an addict. I love my addictions. They're all legal now. And coffee is my favorite, which you'll see throughout this presentation. I want to introduce Sergio Esquivel. He'll be running the technology. Stephanie Williams running everything else. Jenny, staying on top of your back channel in today's meet.com. I had those up. Did everyone get into them? Whichever one you want, the Twitter or the today's meet. So Jenny's running the today's meet. So when you see responses, are you Jenny in today's meet?
Jen.
Okay. Justin is acting as HS librarian on Twitter right now. So he's taking on my persona. Have fun with that. But you'd be talking to Justin. Okay, so I think we're ready to go. Instead of boring you with a lot of speech from me right now, I'm going to show you the bio movie I created for South By. Did anyone in here go see it? Okay, it's out on the web. I have a South By page. We'll throw it up at the end. And I'll be adding a few links to, like, this presentation minus the pictures that I don't have permission for because I work with underage students. I can't be popping them on the web. These guys I can because they sign their lives away with me. But for the most part, no. So this is a one-minute presentation all about me, and then you'll probably figure out what you're going to be doing in here for the rest of the 1 hour. Okay?
Long, long ago, I'm the one on the right next to my sister. The resume as a whole, before braids were fashionable. I started with a BA in English, then worked and went back for a master's in teaching English, then drove to Seattle, ran out of land, and worked in Korea. Back to the West Coast in teaching then .com, where I learned marketing, project management, and got to geek out as much as I wanted. The .bomb came in contract work, and a call from my old school. We need a librarian, are you willing? Heck yeah. Master's number two in hands-on training while taking classes. Worked summers in geekdom, ISMEI, and found even more creative software to make cool things. Moved to Texas, stayed creative, got a job, and found South by Southwest for geeks. And here we are, ready to show you what 3.5 years can do with guerrilla marketing at your library.
Okay, any questions about my geek and educational background? It kind of summed it up. And suddenly I realized, like, yeah, I do want to be a librarian. Whoever thought? So here we are doing that. And go ahead. This is the gorilla in guerrilla marketing. The photos are Creative Commons because I'm trying to get my students to be copyright legal, which means I can no longer just jack stuff off the web and throw it in the classroom like most teachers do. So that was a Paul Everett Creative Commons piece, and it looked better than any other picture I could find. How many have heard of J. Conrad Levinson? Okay. He is the father of guerrilla marketing. Sorry, I'm being redundant to those who just raised their hand. 20 years ago, a long, long time ago, this young man came out and wrote a book on tips and techniques about guerrilla marketing. Basically, if you're a startup company and you're trying to get clientele and you have no money, what do you do? The best part of his book that I took away, Achieving Conventional Goals with Unconventional Methods. I think you can tell I'm pretty unconventional. Not a problem. My favorite two pieces of guerrilla marketing, time and energy instead of money. And it'll wear you out, but it will do what you need. So, I took a job at Manor High School 3.5 years ago. I moved to Texas. I walked into an interview with the principal, who had only been hired for a week. They went through 3 principals in 3 years. It's always interesting in the industry. And he loved my webpage. So yay, tech rules, and that's how I got in. So I'm sitting in his office. He's like, I don't know what I'm doing. We've been here a week. You want the job? Okay. I took it. Then he showed me my library. Don't ever do that. Stacked halfway to the ceiling, and the ceilings are about this high, with like phones from, you know, 1960, technology that was just falling apart and obviously hadn't been used in a long time, and cockroaches, silverfish. Any librarians in here? SX Lamp, are you on the Lamp site? We'll do that later. Okay. Yeah, you know that silverfish are not fun with books. So the first thing I did when I opened the doors of my library was, one, leave them open. The person before me had not. They had been open about 50% of the time. That doesn't fly with me. If I have a space that I want used, I need to be consistent about being there. And then I took piles of junk and tons of books and put them in Dewey order. That was another big step for a 14,000-volume library. Our student population, by the way, is 1,200. We were about 8,000 shy of the books we should have to be at the lowest performing base. So, go ahead. It was worth 6 weeks of struggle because it ended up looking really good. This is actually one large room. On one side's the book side, the other side's the computer, and there's this huge circular desk that I jump over a lot in the middle. Go ahead. The second thing that I want to caution you about is money. In education, and my educators in here are smiling because they know, it goes quick. Because on day one, I had a budget of $18,000. Not great, but okay for that level of students. The first week after the school started, the principal, brand new, but my boss, comes up and says, hey, science really needs chemicals for the chemistry class. Can we take $1,000 out of your budget? Team player moment, sure, I'll give you a grand. I've already worked into his good graces. Science is going to love me. And by the end of that week, $5,000 was gone. So I learned to spend it right away so they can't take it. And then I started decorating the library with little pieces of myself. And this is a major part of my life, working with teams. Because if you don't drink 60 ounces of coffee before 7 a.m., you are not ready to torture over 300 students before lunch. That's it. And my favorite is that whole 50s push. Go ahead. The 2 years before I got there, the librarian had held classes in the library because we're a school, and we like them to come in and A, read, or B, play on the computers and maybe learn something. It wasn't happening. By the end of my first year, I had doubled those numbers just by staying open. Now, it almost killed me. Come spring, I'm like, I want a lunch. I want to go to the restroom. I want, you know. But it was worth it. So here I was investing simply time, and look at the payback. So well worth it for a guerrilla marketing technique. The other thing I recommend, and my educators, pay attention, donorschoose.org. And my people with way too much money who want to donate to a specific cause, I'm out there. But so is the school you went to, or a school in your community. This is where teachers go to say, I need 100 crayons for my class. Could you give them to me? And you can donate anonymously or with your name. And you've helped a specific class. The first year that I did this was my first year at Maynard High School. And I said, hey, my kids are really poor. They don't get to play with tech. You want to give them a camera or two? And people did. So great opportunity for educators. DonorsChoose.org. It's very simple to do. But again, has anyone here ever gotten a grant? Yeah, you got to do all that, you know, follow through and take cute pictures and... You'll see those cute pictures. So the first thing I did with the camera was get an English class to come in. Because one of the guerrilla marketing techniques is work with the client base that needs you or wants something from you. And I know my English teachers are probably going to have their kids read. I've got some books. Let's hook up. So what I did was get the students to come in and write a short sentence about a favorite book. They only had one sentence, and they had to write it on a multicolored piece of paper. You see those in the background, by genre. And then they had to sit in front of the entire class and read them aloud. I try to get them speaking in public every chance I get. Now I have a podium and mic, and I raise the anxiety level like, psh, it's awesome. Like I said, torturing teens is my strength. So this is twofold. One, they got a chance to shout out something that they read and liked. Did I have some ninth graders who had never read a book? Yes. I went up to them and I said, give me a movie. They could still take part in it. They still got their name and their piece of paper on the multicolored blogging board in reality, basically. And every time that they walked through that library, they owned it. So already, with an English class of 30 kids times six a day, because we had a seven-period day and the teachers get one prep, you know, I've hit 180 students in a 1,200-people school. I'm starting to build currency with my clientele. I think you'll notice at the top there, Jenny hates me for this. Go ahead and wave. This was her first year at Maynard High School, along with mine. She was a ninth grader. She was one of my most avid readers, and she was an author. So she was working on writing a novel at the same time. The following year, it's like, hey, we're still here. You want to start a library club? And we did. Another thing that I brought to Maynard High School, because you know how you get into a new job and they're all gossiping about what went on before and who did what and all that, and you're just taking it in and figuring out how to play the game? The year before I got there, I think it was at the junior high level. Whose middle school was it that got all the anime banned? You guys?
Decker?
That Decker. So at Decker Middle School, an anime book, allegedly, had gotten into the hands of a parent who was like, oh my God, it's half a breast. Or, you know, the outline of a penis or whatever. Okay? Immediately, and unbeknownst to ALA, every anime book in the district was taken off the shelves. Yeah. So, my principal, who'd only been with the district a week, he had no idea what he was getting in for, was a little amazed, because I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to go buy a bunch of stuff kids want to read, because, you know, James Patterson's Murder Women Club, which, you know, I love James Patterson, don't get me wrong. My sister's reading it. Thank God she's reading. They don't want to read that. They want to read Daniel X. They want to read Angel, Maximum Ride, and the Angel Experiment. So I immediately started buying books they wanted, and one of the things that I had to have in a library with teens, because half of the teens are not reading, was anime. Okay, yeah, you read the words if you don't get what the picture is telling you. So by the end of the first year, I had 200 anime back on the shelves and just pretended I'd never heard that rumor that it was banned. And we're up to, what, like 9 shelves now?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And I've incorporated the graphic novel, and yes, we have Watchmen, V for Vendetta, and a few things we shouldn't, but they haven't found him yet. I'm okay with that. Another thing that I did, guerrilla marketing technique, and since I was open all the time, let any and everyone use your space. Why not? So as the year progressed, I made contacts, the networking thing. Whether you're an educator or a business person in this audience, you know the value of networking. Yes, it takes time. Yes, you have to commit. Yes, you have to follow up. But it pays off. In this specific case, Jaretta Jimerson is our Project Hope leader. She's the woman that I found out I needed to call when a student came up to me about a month into school and said, my mother just punched me in the face, so I slept on my friend's porch. Now, at Manor, Texas, at, you know, mid-October, end of October, we're talking pretty cool nights. So, one, I wanted to make sure that this child had a coat or a blanket and a pillow before she walked away from school that day. I started calling people, and that's how I met Jaretta Jimerson. She's a family hope provider. She's my go-to person for anything under the realm of a kid living. Okay, and continuing to live. So she helped me get a place for that child to stay for a couple weeks, ended up working things out with the mom, got them in a room, kid went back to, you know, home to live, and things blew up off and on over the next few years. But I knew who to call when I had a kid in crisis. In return, I said, hey, you're doing this? Why don't you just have it here? They can change in the AV closet, because who's got AV anymore? It should be in the room. And, you know, it's a... have you guys heard of Glass Slipper, Project Princess? Yeah. Free gowns, free prom clothes for poor students going to prom. You got to buy the ticket for $60. Let's get you to the prom in fashion. So it's not just the dress, it's the accessories, it's everything. And the Glass Slipper was a specific Manor event hosted by a separate entity from Project Princess that year that also dressed the boys. So that was kind of nice. And this was the number one piece of guerrilla marketing that I just did for fun because I like doing weird stuff, and I love empowering teens. I say I torture them all the time, and I do. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But I also love giving them a chance to shine, and this is where they really learn to do that. I set up a coffee atmosphere. I got yelled at for the real live candles on the tables because it was a library, but, you know, we now have fake candles that glow. And I set up an open mic. The rule was you get 5 minutes school appropriate, must include that phrase all the time, on stage in front of people who are about to go on stage before or after you. They're not going to boo. And you can do whatever you want. And you can stink. And how many have been to a coffee shop or poetry slam, an open mic? A few people? You know, you get a gem here and there, but most of the time it's just clapping because, God, you've got guts. I wouldn't want to do that, right? Same thing. This ended up being the largest marketing campaign I used for the rest of the 3.5 years. At the end of my first year, I'd had an open mic. We had about 80 people in the library on a Friday night with live fire and a microphone. It was fun. We'd done a whole bunch of stuff. I'd figured out some of the players in the district and how to get help. The students knew I was open all the time. It wasn't like, oh, it's not open. Let's stop going there. And I knew that I would have a nervous breakdown if I stayed at that pace another year. And it was pretty close. So I went before the school board and said, I am serving 1,200 students. I am one person, are you insane? You know, and in getting that together, anyone here who's written a proposal, you know, I got the 40 hours of NCES, the National Core of Educational Statistics, CCD, the Common Core of Data, two key elements if you're doing any educational fundraising. They will give you numbers that you can use any way you want. The school board said yes, so the following year I had a full-time library aide. And this was an example of the first piece of media marketing that we had, they took two of the kids who had gone up on open mic stage, two of the teachers, we had teachers go up and play too, and interviewed them on the Social Public Radio Justice Show here in Austin. So for an hour, they talked about open mic at Manor. It was fantastic. It was free media marketing. And so everyone knew open mic on campus, and now anyone who listened to the Social Justice Radio Hour knew we hosted it. That's the end of year one, and I just want to reiterate, you should be posting questions to either today's meet or to the Twitter, and if you came in a little late, just lean over and ask the person next to you for one or the other, and I'm sure they'll be nice and share. Jenny is answering today's meet, Justin is answering Twitter, and at the end of year three or four, I'm going to just stop and see if there's anything that they couldn't address. Sound good? Okay. Couple more stories and then I get to the movies where you just watch it all happen. One thing I did at the beginning of year two was create a brochure. I had a color printer. It took me a couple weekends. Luckily, I had a master's in English, so I'd already paid $40,000 to figure out how to write. So the writing of it wasn't the problem. It was the layout. And I'm a geek, so I wanted cute pictures and I want to make sure it all flowed and gave them info about what we'd done, self-marketing, and told them what to expect for the coming year. I did it every year except this one, because you'll see why. And it's a huge success, because half the teachers throw it out and ignore it. Half the teachers look at it and go, cool, she can do that, maybe she'll show me. And like 5% actually read it. So it's kind of nice. You figure out real quickly who's going to connect with you and come in and use your library space. So at the beginning of the second year, yay, I got an aide. We got a new principal. The principals in our district are in charge of generating the funding layout for the school. I don't know why our principal didn't like me, didn't like books. He likes duck blinds, though, and I got on his good side with that. But all of a sudden, our budget was $2,000 for books, $2,000 for OC. And that's not enough for 1,200 kids. God bless half-price books. I also got Nancy as our library aide, and she's still there, Miss T-Man, which I thought was funny. That started this year. I don't know why, but her name is T-Man, and she's now T-Man. And then, about a month after school started, 8:30 in the morning, and I've been up, remember, since 6 a.m. at the coffee shop on the way to school, sucking back, you know, caffeine and reading my book or playing on the computer, depending on the day. So I get to school, I open the library, and within like 10 or 15 minutes, I'm usually like, yeah, it's under control, don't burn the place, and I go hit the restroom. I'm walking down the hallway to the restroom, and there's the cafeteria, which is bigger than this, but you can see about this much of it. And I see a wall of bodies shift. And anyone in education knows, fight. That's all it means. So I'm like, okay, run into the middle of it, try to find the core, and start pulling kids off each other. And so I get to the middle of this fight. It's 8:30 in the morning. I don't even think I have to pee anymore. And I grab the first kid who's wiggling too much, and I just hold them. And I look down, and there's a policeman with his knee in the back of a 14, 15-year-old girl cuffing her. So as soon as he got up with the young lady, I said, you want this one? And he said, someone's coming right behind me. And it seemed to last for 10 hours. I should never look down and see a 15-year-old kid getting cuffed on the floor of the cafeteria. But it happens. And our school had a reputation for violence, unfortunately. What happened as a result of this was, one, we were all over the news for like a week or two with the riot. It was a riot. More than seven people had gotten in a fight, and parts of those seven people had belonged to a group or a clique and named themselves. Suddenly it was a gang riot. 27 students involved in the core fight. I think 11 were arrested. It was a mess. It ended. It probably only lasted 3 or 4 minutes. And it was all being taped because we had security cameras in the cafeteria. And that ended up affecting me later because a mother came in whose child had received 45 days at MAP, our you did bad, go dress nice and just show up school, and said, you were there, you gave her her shoe. And I was like, I vaguely remember some kid being hauled off and like handing them their sandal. But we had to go back to the tape and look at it. And yeah, I had never seen her swing. I wasn't the one who had handed her off to the officer dragging her away. So I did not know whether she had been in the fight. And so they had to go rely on someone else. But they couldn't take the claim that she had been in it without that proof. And so she was able to return to school. Anyway, this was not a good start to the year. The brand new principal... So I set up an open mic, of course. And here we go getting in the news again. One result of that first year, our English teacher, Cody Pruitt, one of the movers and shakers and musicians, we love him. He might be here at South by Interactive as a launch program. He and three other teachers have written an educational software package that they've gone beta with. And they've gotten enough funding through startsomegood.com to go alpha. So they might be presenting at one of the pieces here, and I'm still waiting to hear from them. So separate from the Social Justice Hour, which you already heard about, Cody Pruitt took all the kids who kept setting up the stage and the microphones and the AV, because I hate that. I want one touch. We all want one touch. But I know how to do it, but I mess it up a lot because I'm ADHD. And dyslexic, so it just flips in my head and gets all wired and I give up. So Cody took care of it, and then he talked to all the kids who were doing it and said, you want to get credit for this? So a broadcast journalism class was started. So the second year, they received $2 million worth of equipment to tape the football games. So anyone here from Texas? How many, like, locals do we have? Wow, so few. Am I right? Go ahead and nod or give a hoo out for your favorite team. Texas, football is huge in Texas. Huge. Friday night high school football is broadcast live. And you at least see clips from it on all the news. Huge. So yeah, $2 million for some cool cameras. They were taping the games, and they had the equipment now to take care of open mic. So we held 4 open mics that year and gotten the news a few times about the cool stuff kids were doing instead of the gang riots. So, big plus. How am I doing on time?
Time.
How? Okay, we're right on. Donors choose. This year I wrote a grant and said, hey, if you give me a bookcase, some cool lamps, and 3 bean bags, I bet I can get them to read more. So they did. And they at least hang out in there a lot. Do you ever actually read in there?
Sometimes.
Okay, just checking. It gets kind of loud. This is a short movie that I compiled so that I can showcase everything that we're doing to people who want to watch it, because kids are video heads. So I want to give you a glimpse of that. This is open mic.
Yeah.
classes. We actually teach things, too.
I'm peeping game. I can't trust you, no, no. All up in my business, man. I stay on the low, no. Say they really, really fake. Can't mess with you, no more. Closest people to you, so I be rolling solo. Creeping on the low, low. Creeping on the low, low. I be rolling solo. I'm creeping on the low, creeping on the low, low. Creeping on the low, low. I be rolling solo.
Banned Book Week is my favorite. If we don't have it and it's on the list, I go buy it.
Don't you hesitate.
Go put your record on. Tell me your favorite song. You go ahead, let your head down.
So you saw a number of other things besides open mic in there. There isn't time to go through all of them. I'm going to show you pieces and elements of the top, like, five over the next few minutes and then take questions. Either to our panel of students who are pretty, you know, good about answering things and they'll tell you like it is, or myself. A couple of things I want to point out. You saw the band Book Week. I had our superintendent, Mr. Andrew Kim, who supports technology like mad. Bless him. Who's of the idea that, you know, print is passé. Get real. And so there's a blend there for me that I constantly struggle with. He's like, you shouldn't be buying books anymore. And I'm like, well, you know, give me a device for every student so they can read something and I won't. So we're trying to negotiate that balance. But it's actually pretty easy for him because he's like, well, the principal decides what you get anyway. So, but he is good about getting technology into the schools. I've got to say that for him. But he's also like, holds meetings in there and like, you don't need these stinking books. And all the principals are like, okay, sir, okay, you know. And it's like, yeah, you do. So anyway, we'll head on to the next piece. My library club started a blog. Steph, is that yours now? Yeah, it's the blog itself is good. Their willingness to go out there and blather, not so hot. And I don't know why, because they chat all the time about this stuff. It's like, do it online. I haven't found, I guess, an easy enough blog for them to bump into. And unbeknownst to me, they set up a Facebook site for our library club, which would be awesome, except they registered with their real names and they're under 18. And I'm like, yeah, stop that. Unless you want to go create a fake account, we can do that. Oh, heck yeah, I got like 9 personas online, honey. So, not that you'd meet any of them, guys. Give it up. So this started, but not a great success. I forced them to do it to win stuff and get other prizes and be involved in other things, but hasn't taken off like I wanted it to, so I don't waste more time on it. This was a part of a movie, and I won't torture you with that one because it's boring unless you're a 17-year-old wearing a hoodie in my school. And even then, you don't want to hear it. This was the year we had no cell phones, and that was a, you know, real scream. Go ahead. We started the first ever. This was when Jenny and I were starting our first year as library club nerds. There were about, what, core 7 or 8?
No, there were more.
Any more?
Yeah.
Okay. I just remember seeing, like, 7 or 8 there all the time. And Krista was one of them. I decided that I wanted my kids to celebrate being nerds in a high school and having fun. So separate from open mic, the library club members had their first opportunity to attend our social literary event because I could not call it a cocktail party on wheels. And I couldn't actually feed them cocktails, but I bought the little cups and we did like cider and sparkling seltzer and, you know, it was close. I had one kid who got high off the bubbles. That was scary, but... we had a first place for the costume. So if they came in costume, they got extra kudos. And they got their picture up. And I don't even remember what she won that first year. Were there prizes ever for the...
I think she won... I want to say a book.
A book? Go figure. And she was one of my avid readers, too. So my goal in this cocktail party, which at this point I was still kind of funding some of this stuff out of pocket as an educator. You just do. I mean, plan on $2,000 to $3,000 a year, whether you're in an English room, an art room, a science room. You're going to go out and you're going to probably buy some stuff to get your kids engaged because it's not funded through the school system as, you know, non-discretionary money. And so to get stuff kicked off, I often, you know, okay, $50 here, $20 there, whatever. I bought $50 worth of food for the first open mic, and now it funds through the school at $150 because we see about 120 people a night for open mic. The social literary event, the latest one, I probably blew about $100 on that one, and the latest one we got funding for through our after-school program for $300. So we still see about 100 kids, and 300 is not a lot to feed a bunch of hungry teens. So Nancy and I, my library aide, we end up like half the day at Walmart or HEB before school, and we're buying huge things of soda and meatballs, and we get crock pots lined up, and we cook them food, and they have little cocktail plates and little cocktail glasses, and they learn to mingle. That's it. Talk in character. I don't think they ever actually do. But they come in character, and they're supposed to talk in character, because then it's a social literary event. I can put it on the school calendar. And then we just party and eat food, and they teach me the Macarena and the Cupid Shuffle. You saw Project Hope last year, and this year, signings. You know, coach came up to me like, hey, some of my critters got scholarships for their, you know, soccer roles. Bring it on. Come on in. We can set up cute tables. It's become quite the event. There's cake. There's, you know, we rope off that section. Sometimes there's, you know, statesmen, Austin statesmen, local paper people coming in with cameras to tape. You know, the district sports guys show up. That's my principal back there. $2,000 for books. We love him, though. We do. He's actually really good, and hey, he hung around 3.5 years so far. Consistency counts. So my biggest goal with my principal, other than every minute that I can, like, any more budget, is leave me alone. Let me fly. Okay. Having all these events in my space, now their space, was great, except that we spent more time cleaning, rearranging chairs, dusting off the crumbs, you name it. We decided to come up with this, and our kids are pretty well trained. Open mic has it down to a science. It is perfect when I open those doors the next Monday. So teach them. I don't want to stop holding events because I'm sick of cleaning up after your crud. And if you're in education, you know teachers are the worst offenders. Okay? But we've taught them and trained them, and they're pretty good about it now. So this is no longer an issue once I spend a weekend creating that form. And you see that the statistics keep going up. These are the book statistics. And what was really nice, you had seen the class statistics before. And here, you know, this is pathetic. So it meant the 1,200 students in that school read 2 books that year. Or more likely, 10% of them read 4. So we bumped that up, and I was adding hundreds of books because I used half-price books almost exclusively the first 2 years. And the use of the library by teachers, huge. Bring your class in. I can get quiet if you need it. Otherwise, I'm going to be cranking the music. We're going to be hanging out, reading if you want. At that point, I still had my conference room, so we had a silent study area. Now it's more quiet on the computer side, but it's never quiet kind of anywhere in there. Oh, well. There are some teachers who support that and do it, except for the chess club. They're the loudest group in there. So, year three. Go ahead and let's go to the next. Brochure again. More pictures this time. I had more marketing materials from the year to share with them, and I was clearer about what we had. And the hours, what we're doing. And this was pretty crucial down on the right-hand corner. I was the library club leader. I backed them as the teacher for it. But we hosted other clubs. So I called it mascotting. Right now we have the Gamer Club, Anime Club, FCA, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and the Library Club. Those are our, kind of our four.
Anime Club.
Yep, I had that. So I found one teacher to back the gamer club, and we finally this year ran a gamer event. Sergio, were you even there?
When?
The gamer event?
Yeah.
Thought so. Good. I was like, one of the main gamers missed it. That's why I was like, I forget who. Okay, keep going. And this is a short 1 minute movie just to highlight some of the stuff that was going on in year three. So I'm just going to have you click through all the next slides without bumping into the movies. We're looking at about 15 minutes left. I want to make sure that if you have questions that they're going to get answered, especially by the students who are here to tell you the real deal. So stay up at the top. And this had about 4 or 5 more one-minute movies. I'll do a quick one-liner. Poke me if I don't. Oh, back up, though. I got to do the one-liner. So year four, on the ambulance. We got my mother talked into moving to Texas out of New Hampshire. It's cold up there, and she's 81. The idea of her hanging out for a winter, not good. Got her moved down here. I moved in with her about a year later because she's 81. And I got home, second week of school, and she had had a major stroke. By the time I realized that and got her to the hospital, we were within 10 minutes of the two-hour window. Because we made it in the two-hour window, she's fine. She says hi. She thinks South By is kind of weird, and she's not really sure what goes on, which is thank God. Go ahead and put the ambulance up. Sorry. But that was not a good start to this year. 3 weeks later, I passed out at school at my desk. And I was in the ambulance, ended up in the same ER. So, like, my whole family's hanging out in the emergency room at whatever that hospital is we went to. Very nice. It's in Round Rock. And I was exhausted and stressed out and dehydrated. They're like, give it up, get a clue, and live through this. So I got a good night's sleep, and then I got all the test results. I am now diabetic, I have high blood pressure, and I have high cholesterol. So I'm part of the percentage of the American race right now with all those things. So I learned how to behave, and I learned how to carpool. Because you need to save gas. The part of this that's really hurt my ear is that I lose my 2 hours of coffee and work in the mornings. And if I'm not doing 2 hours of work a morning, it's not getting done, because when the kids are there, it's nonstop. So, big change in the way I'm operating this year. Cruise, cruise, cruise. Make it fun. Our typical morning, we see 120 kids before first bell. We see 2 or 3 classes until lunch. We're looking at 400 to 500 kids a day. Keep going. Freedom Unit. Student made this, but we're not going to watch it. Keep going. I got them on technology. We have 20 computers. I get them on Animoto. I get them on Extra Normal, you name it. Gamer Club was fun. Keep going. Opera. Oh, there were only a few from Austin. Austin Lyric Opera, in your own opera, in your town, wherever it is, the pre-opening night offers a full-length, full-dress rehearsal opera to all students. Get on a bus and come. So we took 44 kids from the choir and library club to the opera. We went 3 times last year. We've gone 2 so far this year. One's coming up. Just keep going till the end. All the people who gave me money, keep going. Students not in the class, this is our biggest growth. They love hanging out in the library. And of those 472 that come in and hang out in the library every week, probably 50 are skipping. We try to catch them and bust them. Okay, cruise to the end. budget. Year five, it looks like this funded. I put together an 18-page proposal and said, you want a good library? You want me to get rid of books? Give me drops from the ceiling, five iPads on each, and lounge chairs that I can move out of the way for open mic, and I will give you a library without books. And I think they're going to fund it. It looks really good right now. So we're starting to scale back on the books. They're going to drop some power over the summer, and we're going to have 50 iPads hanging out in the library, secured, of course. So time, energy, it all made a difference. If you click to the next one, you'll see the cute little seats. Wouldn't that be nice? You sit down, kind of with your friends. So guerrilla marketing techniques, use them. Kids, torture them. And any questions? Have you been questioning them on Twitter or today's meet? I hope. Okay, Steph. They're waiting for their coffee.
There's a question.
Question. I own highschoollibrarian.com. And so if you go to highschoollibrarian.com right now, you can see the link to the links of some of the stuff, the bio movie at the beginning. We've created podcast parties, and the social media, I throw them out on the web, and we bounce some into YouTube so that they can start selling books to other students, making small movies of them. That didn't really answer it, did it? That's using media, but not social media.
No, we did. I'm kind of curious if you've experimented with Twitter or Facebook or anything else in terms of trying to push out messages to the students so that they know you have a new book that you spent a lot of money for, or a new video product or something. I'm just wondering, I know a dilemma is that sometimes you work hard and your research, you bring in something, and you're not getting the circulation.
Right.
So I'm just kind of curious what you've done. And in a tie-in with that, you mentioned some things related to fundraising. I wonder if you also use social media to reach out to community to get local businesses or other donors to help with the initiatives that you're looking at.
I have not yet. And it's a valid question, and it's something we should pop into next year when every kid who walks in the library can have access to a mobile device. Because of our population, 80% of the kids walk around with cell phones, 20% have plans that means they're turned on. So they're looking good, but it's not real. So bouncing any kind of social media out to them, I'm not going to do it until they're all on the same page. We shake up library displays every month. We're focused on something, and there's always a new book table, and every once in a while I shout out and get a video up on the announcements. But for social media use, I can't get them on Facebook because they use their real names. I tweet during South By. I was looking at my stuff, and it's like 30 last year, 80 so far this year. I've been at EDU for 3 days, and I was all excited. And LeVar Burton loves literacy. But no, I haven't used a lot of social media. They actually were really excited about today's meet. It was interesting. And you can go see their back channel discussion during the pre-run of this at school. But not a lot yet. Next year when they all have an iPad, you bet. Good question. Anything else? Yeah.
Thanks. I'm here in Austin. And for the gang up there, City of Austin has just been working for over a year now on a comprehensive plan, setting up guidelines. You guys heard about this?
No, I have not.
Okay,
yet.
Overarching guidelines that set criteria for policy on everything in terms of housing, transportation, education, everything.
Okay.
Environment, sustainability, and all that. And it really struck me as weird that high schoolers weren't actively being engaged in this process, seeing as how they're going to live in the world that old people like me
that
were designing. Are there restrictions on you all becoming civically engaged in becoming activists and promoting your positions, your ideas, and what you want to be seeing in the next 20 years?
Take it.
Okay. Well, we're actually learning a lot. Ms. Ash has established the whole program, I guess, that really has helped us we weren't, as I would say, participant when our freshman year, I would say, because we were just getting into the high school and, you know, learning all about all the things. And one of the things that our teachers always tell us is, you're going to go out there in the world and you need to pay attention to what's going on. So when they tell us that, it doesn't really register until our senior year, I would say. But over the years, Ms. Ash has made that very clear, is that we need to get more interactive with other people, especially in these type of events. I was never really into, I guess, participating in a lot of events that, you know, had me socializing. But now, because of Ms. Ash, we go on book trips. We go talk to other people, hear their opinions on what it's like to be in a library club. And it's helped us a lot.
And every year for the past 3 years, they've done the Austin Ironman Triathlon. I get anywhere from 10 to 18 students at 5 a.m. on a Sunday morning to devote 5 hours writing on naked people with Sharpies, body marking, and stripping them out of their wetsuits. So, and I know that didn't focus directly on your question. I'd say the two main impetuses, I have no idea, would be, one, I think there's one bus a day from Maynard to Austin, and I don't know if that still runs. Transportation's an issue. Maynard is all over the map. It takes an hour and a half to drive between our schools. And do any of you have cars?
No.
Do all of you want them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
From your, like, anime story, I mean, I understand that high school politics are high school politics. And so what we're talking about is becoming politically active at the local level. I just use the City of Austin plan as an example. And so it's just, in my past, I have worked with, you know, of course, on college campuses, but we reached down also into high school and junior high school to train people on how to be politically active and organizing. And I was just, we had controversy where school boards tried to ban our activity, and we brought in the fact that these people are citizens. Just because they're not voting doesn't mean they're not citizens.
And two of them can vote now.
So I was just wondering if that's something. I mean, are politics discussed in your, you know, like it?
Oh yeah,
our social. I guess my basic question is that something that you guys could do, or is it something that the school board's going to jump on with both feet?
Yeah, they might jump on it, but better to ask forgiveness than permission. I put it on the shelves, and half the stuff shouldn't be there.
Well,
and they caught a couple. But go ahead.
Oh, sorry. No. What we've seen over, I guess, the years is that I'm friends with people who participate in clubs, such as, you know, they're dancers or they're in the football team or whatever. And when they want something, it's really, really hard to get. So it feels like our opinion doesn't really matter sometimes to the school board, even though we try to get them to hear us. And it kind of, I guess, gets us discouraged to, you know, go out there and, you know, say what we want. But I guess right now we're kind of seeing an increase of them actually paying attention to us, but not so much to the point where, you know, we're, like, ecstatic about it.
Bang for the buck. Mr. Pruitt's journalism and broadcast journalism classes are working on getting the word out that our clubs need funding and stuff like that. We make videos using Animoto and Windows Movie Maker to try and get stuff like that out, mostly on a local level, but as wide as possible with that. We upload every video to YouTube as well.
Yeah, and so the Ironman's the only civic thing that I've gotten them involved in to date. I'd like to see some English teachers come in and have the senior English class go to the elementary school and interview two classes of fifth graders and make them their own book digitally. I've done that at another school, but it's bit by bit. And this year we went to a trimester. We had the whole happy hangout in the hospital thing, and I'm just staying alive. Our trimester has been a nightmare scheduling-wise. Kids were moving classes halfway through the semester. And so we're just trying to kind of support the kids at this point. But I agree, they need to get more active civilly. When I taught a unit on freedom, the kids chose, the juniors this year, chose what two of three books we taught next year. It's one of the movies I blew by, but I'll put it a link out on High School Librarian for it. They did a really good job on that, and they had a say in what was happening the next year. And I forget what else I was going to say about that, but it had something to do with your question. I'm sorry. Okay, are we at, what time are we at?
About
10:30.
This thing says 11:26.
And, I know that you guys are going into another session, and I'm not sure when the session comes in here. Is the next one at 12? Or 11? 11. Any other questions? Oh, wait, Steph. Yeah. Draw two numbers. Sorry, the coffee. Guys, you should have told me sooner. I'm sorry. It's that ADHD thing.
10.
Number 10? Must be present to win. Number 10, last chance. Going, next. Okay.
26.
Say it louder and get your mouth up to the mic.
Okay. 26.
Yay! Have a cup of coffee on us. Do not buy it in the convention center. It's cheaper on 4th, half a block away. My bad. Next.
37.
Going, gone.
Okay. 39.
Yay! Another cup of coffee! Thank you for coming to an early morning presentation. I appreciate it. HighSchoolLibrarian.com. I'll redo this with blurred pictures of the kids who can't be out on the web so that you can see at least the movies that you missed. Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it.